Okay, here we go. Okay. When you say you want to fuck, the first person in your realm should be your detective questioning you on the who, the what, and the why. Who is she? What is she to us, and why her? As soon, and remember, this cuts off her moving in for free, because at this point, you're shifting the mindset off of her back to you. But it gets deeper. I want y'all to take a photo of this. It gets deeper. Once you say, I want to fuck, which is okay, each one of these things you must answer by answering it the right way. Because once you know your why to the answer, you must then come up with the next answer to defend that position and stand on that position. Because the position isn't trying to get her. The position is what the fuck she going to do to get me, and how am I going to express that? But the first thing you got to do is you got to cut. You got to stop her from waltzing in. See, when you guys say, I want to fuck her, you are opening that. Oh, let me take the detective off real quick. When you guys, when you guys say that you want to fuck, you are opening up the castle and you're saying, walk your ass right on in. See, it's not bad that you want to fuck, guys. I don't want you to think fucking is bad. It's bad when you don't know why you want to fuck. And if all you want to do is fuck for the sake of fucking, you're going to get fucked over because you're going to be in your fucking feelings. The communication that you have, I keep telling you, it's the communication you have with yourself. I keep telling you, I know your things about the woman. Fuck, it ain't about these motherfucking women. Because what am I getting you to do that you don't even realize? You ready, guys? Before I get this question, you ready, guys? When I want to show you how deep this is. This is how cold game is. Look, ready, guys? I'm going to show y'all something. This ain't a trick. I'm going to show y'all something. Remember I told y'all about theater number one, right? What does theater number one, and when I tell you about theater number one, to go beyond theater number one, what does that have to do with your detective at the same time? What do these two motherfucking things have in common that you don't even understand that gets you your power back because you never give it away? What it does is it removes you from the fucking situation. When you remove yourself from the overwhelming emotional fucking situation, right? You get away from her quicksand. Because the more you bring her in, the deeper you sink into her shit. And this is why you got to separate yourself from what she is. Remember I told you about the movie theater? Didn't I tell you once you realize you can buy the tickets and you get to choose the time and you get to choose where you sit, you're doing the exact same thing. You're actually removing yourself from said situation. Not only is she not in your mind, but now you have what is called clarity. There's no fog. Because now I know where I got to move and how I got to move. I know I got to go from A to B to C. I see where I got to go. And I can see the beauty of me. And she is nothing but makeup at this point. Push her bras. She, oh my God, I almost got caught into the fantasy. I'm a Trekkie. I know y'all can laugh at me. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd and a geek, guys. So please don't judge me for the silly things that I'm about to tell you. But there was an episode of Star Trek, a movie, where Captain Kirk, they thought he died because there was this thing, I think it was called the Nexus. The Nexus is a ripple in space that hit the Enterprise that sucked Captain Kirk into the Nexus. And once you're in the Nexus, whatever you dream or imagine, it will come to life. And see, once Picard got into the Nexus, he thought that he was actually in real life until he realized that it was all a figment of his imagination. And the only way he could break free is break free of the mind and the thought. See, the world is not going to help you free yourself from the makeup. You've got to realize that you're actually in love with the makeup. The world is not going to have you free yourself from her self-value and self-worth. It's just that once you get past that fucking level, you run into her value and her self-worth. And when you have no self-worth and no value, she has more than you and she runs you. I'm saying to free yourself of the situation and look at your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because until you create that which you've already created. See, guys, listen. I'm not telling you something that you haven't done. Call me. You have done it. And that's why you can do it with your eyes closed. You know your ABCs and you know your numbers, because if you want to know what your core is, there is your core. Because those things that you have in your core don't change. It's just those are two rooms in your core. I don't think y'all feel me. Wait, let me slow down. Let me show you how deep this is. Listen to what I'm saying. Your numbers and your letters and your phonics and your you've got a number room in your core. There is a addition room. A subtraction room, there's a multiplication room, there's a division room. These are all in your core. See, remember, your core is nothing but rooms. Just like you have your ABC rooms and you got your phonics. And you have your word room and you got your sentence room and your paragraphs and your chapters, and you have your rooms already. And you don't even why? Okay. Again, I tell you, don't believe me. Just ask yourself the question. How is it that you can access 1 + 1 so fast in your mind right now? How is it if I ask you what comes after the letter D, you can answer that so fast right now? How is it if I ask you what is AT, what is that word? How is it that you can answer that word right now? Because it's coming from a place that is driving what you should fucking be right now, and you don't even see it. But for those that say, well, Steve, I don't know how to do it, and I call you a fucking liar. Because I asked you to count, and if you can count, and if you know your ABCs, then you know how to reach your core. It's just you stop working on yourself. You stop believing in yourself. You started to become overwhelmed. And you stop looking at the triggers and things that are stopping you from being the bad motherfucker you chose. You stop doing it. I didn't stop doing it. You stop doing it. Thank you, 143 likes. What is a good example to reward behavior when moving from curiosity to, what do you mean behavior? Me? me. I'm the prize. I don't think you understand that. Me. Me. That is what I got. Subtitle. Me. Oh, that gets who do what I got that anymore. Subtitle. Me. That's what she gets. She gets me. That's what she gets. Me. All these different things that you refer to parts of your brain, such as cry. No, no, these are not parts of your brain. No, mm-mm. These are not parts of your brain, okay? These are not parts of your brain. I am not talking about your brain. I'm talking about your mindset, brother. I'm not talking about your brain. No, these are not your, this is not your brain. This is not your brain. It's your mindset and your core of how you operate. I know this is off topic, but should I, how should I go about, well, that's, get some coaching and I'll show you, or get the dating profile, I'll show you. I'll show you, it's pretty easy. Well, they are, but we can say the mind, the brain is the thing that the mind is in, okay, the brain could be the house. But the furniture could be the mind because the furniture can always move. The furniture can always change. And you can always evolve the furniture from old furniture to new furniture. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. The brain can be the house, but the mind is the thing that can move. But most people don't realize that because the brain, they think the brain is, you're only using 10%. So you got like a 10% house. I'm saying through your mind, you can build out your brain and expand both of those things, if that makes any sense. But I see what you're saying, B-Dog. I see what you're saying. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's kind of, you know, one and the same, but kind of different as they operate in different waves. Yeah, basically like that. Yeah, just like that. But let me continue, guys. Guys, again, we only have 45 minutes. Y'all got questions. The lines are open if y'all want. We got you covered. We're breaking things down. Let's get in it. See, when you're talking to your detective, you have just closed the door to let her fucking in for fucking free. Hey, C-Dog, you're not the programmers. You're the design. You're everything. You're not just a programmer, brother. You're everything. You're all things. It's just the programmer is just another part of you. But you're the arch, like in the Matrix, you're the architect. You create the program. And you initiate how the program works for you. And you initiate the software to the viruses out of you. So you are all things. As I'm saying, you're all things, brother. But let me continue. But as I'm saying to you guys out here, as men, that makes it so beautiful is that when you are talking to the detective, you can ask the questions. What was I doing to make me feel this way about her? How did she trigger me? What makes her so fucking special? Because if I just get out of my own way for a second and take a see myself from a third view, what am I actually worshiping right now? Who am I worshiping right now? Am I worshiping makeup? Snap out of it. Am I worshiping the insecure one? Snap out of it. You've got to wake up from the dream. There's nothing wrong with women wearing makeup, and there's nothing wrong with women looking nice. I don't want y'all to think that. I'm just saying that. You have got to wake up from the dream, okay? All right? Because what you've got to do is you, when you close that door, you've got to detach. See, the villain is going to detach himself emotionally. There is no emotions or feelings here. Listen, I can see me eating that pussy. I can see me fucking her. I can see me doing a lot of things to her. I can see a lot of shit that I can do to her. But you want to know the difference between what I'm seeing and what you guys see? It's because I'm not looking at it through emotions. I'm not emotionally getting myself attached to how I'm going to eat that pussy. See, I'm not thinking about, see, this is the separation. See, you're thinking, oh, how good would it feel if I got that pussy? Oh, my God, how good would that pussy taste if I got it? Oh, my, ooh, I can see it hitting from the back. And do, you know, you're talking about what you can feel, right? But what I'm saying is that I'm not saying what I can feel or what it's going to make me feel like. Oh, no. Oh, by no means. I'm not even going down that fucking path. Then I'm going to get caught up in my fucking feelings, right? So it is at that point where I'm not getting the warrior, but all of a sudden I'm calling up my creative mind, my culinary school, and my motherfucking amusement park, my marketing team, and my drug lab. And now I'm beginning to process. Listen to me. You and I see the same woman. You bring her in. You get caught up in your feelings. Same. Hey. Nice ass. Ooh, hips, thighs. Oh, titties. Look good and tight. Same thing. We see the same thing. But because you see it with your fucking feelings, you don't see past the emotion because you start getting emotionally in your fucking feelings as the hero. I separate that shit because at that point, it's not like penetrating. It's like, ooh, I want to bend that ass over. Ooh, I want to eat that pussy. See, that's what you're saying. What I'm saying is, how am I going to do it? How am I going to touch her? How am I going to whisper? How am I going to move from this point to that point? How am I going to move from this point to that point to move to this point over here to move her over to that point over there? How am I going to touch her? How am I going to spell words on her body? How am I going to break this down? Do you see what I'm saying? Two totally the same woman, but what you noticed is I'm not bringing her in. She's not in my mind rent free. Because every thought I'm having, gentlemen, is to position myself to do what? To get the invite. See, I'm not saying that. See, I'm not emotionally like, oh, my God, I got to have her. Oh, I wonder what she's doing. Why isn't she calling me and all that? See, that's where y'all get caught up because you got her in your mind. I'm saying to myself, what am I doing to position myself to show her that she should invite me in? That's all I'm thinking. But I'm thinking about the moves that I have to make, not of the woman. I'm not thinking about the woman. And I'm not thinking about the chess pieces. At this point, I'm looking at the board because the board is not only going to guide me, it's going to fucking guide her because now we're in the game. See, when we started talking, we weren't in the game. Now we in the game right now. Because what I'm telling you is, You got to pay. Okay, you know what? Like on Facebook, on my Facebook page, I'm always showing you. If y'all follow my Facebook, I'm always showing you these Chinese motherfuckers that's eating all that nasty ass food and shit. I mean, they'll take like a cow leg or some shit and like scrape it up and chop it up and eat it. And as soon as they eat, right before they eat, they they have their drink, and they pour a little bit over, and then they drink every single time because they're paying homage to something. So what I'm saying is that the first thing I'm going to do is pay homage to the woman, not because of her beauty and not because of her ass. I'm paying homage because now I've got a worthy opponent that's finally, the game started. Now, oh, man, it's on. The thrill of the hunt is on. Now it's time. Ooh, I get excited, though. I'm sorry, guys. I get excited because I pay homage to the woman that has game. I respect her. She knows she has game. But she never met a motherfucker like me. I will pay homage because, listen, they do have game. And I respect the fact that she knows how to run them motherfuckers. I respect the fact that she knows how to dangle and get the fuck what she wants. So I'll give her a little bit of respect. Doesn't mean she still ain't got to get my respect, but I'm just saying I'll put a little bit of homage aside before the game starts. Game time. Because now it's time to make the moves I need to make. What? To get her to my fours. But now, listen to me. Remember, this is important now. As I'm thinking about all these beautiful ways to do things, how am I going to do them? See, I need to get her to my four, right? Remember, guys, I need to get her to my four. But my four doesn't mean if I get her to my four of A, that means she's going to fuck me. No, A might be trust. A might be her no judgment. Her removing her morals and all this other stuff. Remember, every woman is not the same, but I know that I'm going to lead her. I'm going to lead this shit. This is where the beauty of the game comes in at because, see, she's not in my mind. She's outside the door, but even though she's outside the door, I'm going to position myself to get the fucking invite. And that's how I get to my four. Remember, it doesn't have to be 2 plus 2. It could be 4 plus 0. It could be 16 divided by 4, 3 plus 1, 24 minus 20. It doesn't matter. As long as we're on 4 and we're on our journey to 4, I will stay around. But if that 4 ever turns into a 5, a square, a shape, or whatever, she's wasting my time. Because I'm leading her where I want her to go. I'm not telling her that she has to go. But if she wants to know a motherfucker like me, she's going to want to go. But she's going to make the choice of that. But all I'm doing, see, y'all guys are thinking about the beauty and the essence of the woman and all that other stuff. I'm looking at the moves because, hey, guys, the worst thing you motherfuckers do is underestimate the woman. The worst. Oh my God, damn it, guys. Well, this is just a moment. I hate worshiping women or giving them credit for shit. I gotta give them credit. Hold on. This is the time where you guys worship women. The worst. You don't even give them credit for how much game they have. You actually think that they're fucking stupid, and you actually think you can get away with shit. But how cold is she to hook you in with makeup? How cold is she to get free rent in your mind? And all she did was put on some spandex. All she doing is minding her own fucking business. How dangerous is she that you invite her motherfucking ass in and you get caught up in that pussy? You remember, guys, see what you guys are doing. You try to get that pussy, like I'm showing you, but you end up in your fucking feelings because that's how cold she is. By the time she gets done with you and you're in your feelings, all you're doing is fighting a position you'll never win. And by the time you get done with your bullets and your battering rams and all that other stuff, you're buying her dinner, you're driving her around, you're kissing her ass, you're her friend, you're just fucking food, and you don't even see how cold she is. You don't even realize that she ain't even doing anything, and y'all would do the world for her. Y'all would do everything for her. Think about that for a second. King, let me ask you a question real quick. Guys, you got a question? Put a Q. Hold on a second. Let me get King. Guys, we're only on for about 30 more minutes, so come on, let's get it. Let's get it. Can you give me two examples of the I am and the I do? What? No. What you do for a living, your religion, clothes, your car, your apartment, your watch, everything outside of yourself is what you is your I do. If that means it's everything outside of yourself is your I do. But your I am is two totally different things. Your I am is a different role. Your I am is your beliefs, your principles, your character, your values, your laws, your rules, your codes, your principles, your narrative, your mission statement, your legacy statement. It is who you are. It is your sexual self-concept. It is your sexual concept. It is your sexual image. It is your sexual identity, your sexual self-confidence, your sexually self-esteem. It's all right here. That's your I am. Your I am is the man that sees the big picture, that has direction, that is clear, concise, transparent. He is willing to walk away. Two totally different things right here, sir. Two totally different things. Two totally different things. And that's how deep it is. 415, how can I help you, sir? I'm sorry. I got a pause. I got a question. 415, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
I'm wondering if I should call a woman back and leave a voicemail, or if I called her and forgot to leave a voicemail and just let it be as it is.
Wait, I don't understand what happened. What's wrong? What's going on?
I mean, I was going to talk to her on the phone if she had picked up and said, I want to get ice cream with you and get to know you in a more intimate way. And potentially tonight, but I realized, like, it's been 5 minutes right now, but I was like, should I call back and leave a voicemail? So I realized, like, fuck, I should have left a voicemail.
Call her.
Yeah.
I'm going to use somebody. Who am I going to use right now? All right. Caller, I know this ice cream shop called the Mutz Ice Cream Store. That's on the corner of Z and M, okay? It's on the corner of Z and M. It's called the Mutz Ice Cream thing. And you know what I love about this? It's not just the atmosphere, but it is also the ice cream. And the thing, one of my favorite ice creams I love is ice cream. I got to make it a woman because I can't make it no fucking dude. So I'm just going to say another M. I'm going to say the ice cream is a 69 ice cream. It's a 369 ice cream. And what I love about it is, you know, I kept it in it, and this is where the cocoa beans come from. They put a little bit more. It's something great that I would love to share with you. And the reason why I want to share this with you is not just sharing the ice cream with you. I just want to share an experience with you to see what you are behind that smile. You know, honestly, that's why I want to take you there. You know, I want to take you there, not only to take you there, but also between you and I, it's also going to give me an excuse to see if your favorite ice cream tastes better off of your lips than they do your spoon as I sneak a kiss. You know, it gives me, I'm going to break all that shit down. I'm not just going to say, I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Do you want to go to ice cream with me? I mean, what the fuck are you painting? Are you painting a Picasso, or are you drawing stick figures, big dog? What are you painting?
Stick figures with that, for sure, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What is enticing about saying, I want to get to know you more intimately, let's go eat some ice cream? This is why I want to take you for ice cream. You know what? I remember what I noticed about you when I noticed you in those tight jeans that really hugged you. But it really wasn't the jeans. It was like my favorite color. I love looking at women in black. I love you wearing black because what I like about black is the contrast of your skin towards the black. And that's what I find sexy. So that's the one. Throw something in black on. You see what I'm saying? I'm leading her. I'm leading her. I'm giving her every point, everything. But you're just saying, I just want to get to know you in an intimate way. And, you know, let's go for some ice cream.
Yeah.
So if you, I don't know if you call her back. Did you call her and leave her a message?
That's what I'm saying is I realized, like, it's been like 5 minutes. I realized a couple minutes later I should have left a message.
So you called and hung
now
up.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to save your ass. Call her right now and let her know. Leave her a message. Do it live. Let's hear you say it. Call her right now and say, my phone, I thought I left you a message, but I'm not sure I did, which is the truth. And then say what you got to say. Let's hear how you say it.
All right.
Call her right now. And merge the phone call. Let's hear you say what you got to say.
All right, so it puts you on hold right now.
Yeah, we gonna be quiet. I'm gonna turn down the music. We gonna be quiet. Go ahead. Got 20 seconds now. I'm gonna put my phone. It's a phone. Guys, this shit is easy, man. Jesus Christ. Let's see what happens. Any second.
Voice messaging system. 6786894207 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Hold on, y'all guys calm. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the room. Y'all guys calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Y'all calm down. Relax, relax, relax. Calm down. Let's continue. Let's continue. I don't know what the fuck I don't understand. Let's calm down. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Guys, we got about 20 minutes left, so let's go ahead and chop it up. Let's chop it up. Y'all, why the fuck would you call and know?
I didn't know that her voicemail was full.
Her mailbox was full. It was full.
No, I didn't know that, Coach. I did not, but I hung up before that point. I swear to God. I'm not trying to waste your time, Coach. I swear to God.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I got to get in my show. Just send her a text message. All right, man. Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. I don't understand y'all motherfuckers. 159, thank you very much. Okay, it's all good. Yeah, y'all are good. That's okay. But Peach, he can send a text message. He doesn't have to. There's so many ways to reach a woman. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying, okay? So, as I was saying to you guys, what's important is that one thing I want to do is attach myself from the perspective of the situation. I get you to detach yourself to stop coping and letting the situation be a coping mechanism for you guys out there, okay? And I don't want you guys to feel overwhelmed by anything, okay? But it is at this point right here, as I say to you guys, is that you've got to take inventory of not the woman. This is the moment you take inventory of what you know, your skills, your tools, how you talk, you go to your library. Remember that? You have your library. Let me show you. You should have, and if you don't have this, then you're the fucking problem, because that means you ain't trying to learn any game. If you don't have, every man should have this shit right now in his mind, but I know you motherfuckers don't, but you should go to the library of all the information that you have for yourself. And it is at this point that you take personal inventory. What things do you want to pull out to help you effectively get what it is you're trying to get out of that woman? And see, this is where the sex doesn't come in at. This is where the chess match begins, because you do understand you're not playing a stupid-ass woman. I hope you guys understand that. I hope you guys understand that most of you guys are playing checkers to her chess. So you do understand that you're dealing with a cunning, cold, calculated woman that is not about games. But if she feels that you're playing games, she can run over your ass when she wants to, or dismiss your ass when she wants to. She knows herself well enough to, she knows more of herself, excuse me, than you know. So this is why you must be careful of how you go at this woman, because she has game. You're talking about an opponent that has a bunch of yous in line, okay? So this is why it is important that you begin to shift your perspective from just wanting to have sex with her, from saying, okay, here is a woman that is sexy. Yes, she's sexy. But sexy doesn't mean sex, because she is sexy, but then begs the question of, okay, now I can give her sexy. What makes her sexy? What is she actually doing to be sexy? What you're doing is you're moving and you're changing the perspective at this time, okay? Because what you're looking at is you're not just looking at her. It is at this point you're looking at all the angles and all this, okay? You're moving and you are truly considering all the moves. Because listen, you're dealing with an opponent. Guys, let me tell you motherfuckers. These motherfucking women. Wait, excuse me, guys. Ladies. Because I don't want to blow up your little fucking woman ass. Ladies, just real quick. That means just unplug for a second. And I do this, ladies, just plug back in. Just unplug for a second. Guys, you're dealing with a motherfucking opponent that is so motherfucking cold that when she can make you into what the fuck she wants to make you into, you ready, guys? When she wants to make, if she wants you to be her chauffeur, that's all you're going to be, and you're going to be happy to do it. That's what I'm telling you. So I'm not trying to blow up her fucking, I'm not telling you this shit to blow up her mind. That's not what this is for. I'm not trying to blow her ass up. I'm just being honest with you guys. You're dealing with an opponent. You're dealing with an opponent that, man, she has been running circles around guys all her life. But through that is where we win. Because her weakness is that she's been dealing with weak motherfuckers all her life. So the only rule she's playing by is weakness. She's playing by surface rules. Because even she is on the surface. Because the dress is the surface of an I do. The makeup is the I do's. The shoes, the purses, how she thinks, the weave, all that. Even though those are nice things that she has, they're still I do's. She doesn't even know an I am, because she's never met an I am. She's only met an I do. She's only met a hero. But what if I can make her badder than what the fuck she is, right? So this is where I'm going to tell them, pull up in now, but this is where we win, okay? All right? Because as a man, we know how to move. She has power. But her power is limited to the motherfucker that is powerless. And 98% of these motherfuckers are weak. because on the surface, all y'all do is ask random, boring-ass questions because you are random. Nor are not only random, but you're not even relevant because all the shit that you're doing is not moving her. Don't focus on how you can get in her pussy. Focus on how you can make her smile, laugh, and blush through the emotion to realize that, hey, we got to fuck this guy. Or, hey, fuck him. Fuck that asshole. Fuck that jerk. Who the fuck does he think he is? God's gift to women? He ain't all that. He's either too short, too tall, too skinny, too broke, too whatever the fuck she... Hey, either road leads back. I don't give a fuck if it's worship or her and her fucking feelings. That's where we want to get them. To a point of, why isn't he calling me? Why isn't he messaging me? What is he doing? What is he up to? Is he thinking about me right now? And if he's thinking about me, what is he thinking about? And if he's thinking those things, why isn't he calling me? Because I guess he isn't really thinking about me, because guess what? If he was actually thinking about me, he would actually call me. And so I guess he might be thinking about, but maybe he's with somebody else. But what, he should be with me because I'm cute. I know I'm cute and I'm good looking and I'm better than all those other bitches. So why would he be with her? But I don't even know if he's with her. But if he is with her, I don't know what I got to do. But you know what? I'm going to call him. And you know what all you could be doing right now? You can be like this, guys. All right, I'm about to shoot that motherfucker. Hey, hey, two motherfuckers around the corner. Hey, man, shoot that. Hey, smoke that motherfucker out. Hey, get up to the left. Oh, shit, we call, man. Good one, man. Let's play. Hey, new round, guys, new round, right? But what is she doing? She'll be like, well, did I say something wrong? Was I playing games? Did I act more than what I should? I mean, we didn't really have to go out to dinner, but you see what I'm saying? That is when we're in. I'm telling y'all, that's when we're in. Because once we're in, she's asking herself questions. Okay, I got to reach out to him, but how am I going to reach out to him? Oh. Hey, Roger, Devontae, Roger, hi, well, I got this friend, and, you know, she kind of likes this asshole jerk, you know, I mean, I always tell her she's such a fucking fool, I mean, why have a jerk and an asshole like him when I can have someone like you? But I wanted to get a guy's perspective on somebody. So if a woman wants to get in touch with a guy, but she really doesn't want that guy to know that she's actually interested in him, but she wants to get in touch with him because she likes his company and everything, what should she do? I mean, I know what I would say, but what do you think? And you know what that motherfucker is going to say? Well, I don't know. Oh, wait a second. Is this that girl you're always talking about that likes that asshole? Are you talking about the girl that likes the asshole? I told you to tell that woman to leave him alone. He's not good for you. He's never going to be good for you. All he wants to do is fuck you. And what he's doing on the side. Hold on. Oh, God, she's calling me. Hold on. Oh, God, she's killing my nut. Well, all he wants to do is actually fuck you. And I don't think you should be with him. You tell your girlfriend, stop me worrying about that guy. He's no good for you. He only did take it for himself. He knows he's selfish and conceited and he's a fucking asshole. And he doesn't want anything, but he just wants, all he wants to do is penetrate you. I don't want to see anything happen to your friend, and I don't want to see anything happen to you. Not to say that it would happen to you, because I know you're special, and I know that you have everything together. And, you know, from the first moment I met you, I knew that wow, you're such an amazing woman. And I just said to myself, oh, my God, yes, you're so amazing. And you know what? I got an idea. Oh, my God. Hey, you remember that show on Netflix that you said is coming out? Oh, my God. Well, guess what? Today is Friday. So, you know what? I've got an idea. Why don't we get some ice cream and Netflix and chill and everything? It'll be a great time. We can sit and watch that show together, and we can talk more about this friend and everything, because I know she wouldn't be with an asshole like that. You tell her to leave him alone. He's no good for you. He just doesn't want to do anything. And you see what I'm saying, guys? You see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? And all she's saying is, so, just, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, just, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to say anything to him. Yeah, I'm. You know what? My girl is good enough. She's special. And she don't need no man. You know what? You're so sweet, Roger. Roger. Hey, Roger, can you check your email? What? What's going on? Roger, I got something for you. Check your email, okay, Roger? Well, I got to go talk to my girlfriend. But, Roger, I want to say that. Roger, don't tell anybody this. What? What's up? Oh, my God. She's about to express her love for me. This is it. I've been waiting for 5 months. Oh, my God. Five fucking months. And four fucking... Oh, my God. She's about to do it. This, calm down, Roger. Get together, Roger. This is it. Okay. What? What's going on? What does he want to tell me? Roger, I just want to say that. You know what? You're just so... Roger, I just want to say, I just love our friendship, and I just don't want to break it up. I appreciate you so much. Roger, check your email. You know, duck face. I got a surprise for you, Roger. Well, look, Roger, I gotta talk to my girlfriend because... Thank you, Roger. I think you really saved my girlfriend. Word, think about that guy. Why would she think about him? I mean, she's beautiful. She's talented. She's lovely. And she can have any guy she wants. I know that's what I tell you all the time. I just tell you, wait, oh, my God. Get the lotion out. Get the lotion out. Oh, my God, I got to go after this. Well, listen, you tell her that, listen, she's got all the guys she wants. Why would she want the guys that doesn't want her? She's got other chops at every guy she wants. Oh, my God. Well, look, you go ahead and tell her that, and you have a good time. And let me know when we get Netflix and chill. It'll be so great, okay? It'll be great. It'll be good times, Netflix and chill. And all she's going to do is, guess what? She's going to fucking sit there and, look, guys, I am good enough. I don't need to think about shit. I got my choice of Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Devontae, Sean, shit. I don't need that motherfucker. He's already here. And guess what the reinforcement is? Now, remember, you're not doing anything. This is all happening in real time. And that's what she's doing. And you ain't even, you just playing video games with your boys. You know what? I'm beautiful. You know what? I don't need that motherfucker. Shit. Any, many, money, mo. This one got to go. My mom told me to pick this one, and you are it. Apple, peach, and pumpkin pie. Who not ready? How I? One take, two take, three take, four. Five take, six take, seven take, or my mama told me to pick this one, and you are. Hello. Hey. Hey, what's going on, girl? What's up? How you doing? Nothing. I'm just calling to see what you're up to. Well, you know, I was just looking at my portfolio, and you know, girl, you know, I just had a long day at the office. You know how it is when you are, you know, you got those, when you're passing those $1 million contracts and everything, you know, I was just, you know, I just got my manicure and everything, you know, because I'm kind of metrosexual and all this other stuff. But you know what, baby? Yeah. So what's going on, girl? What's up? Hey, what's going on with you? Nothing. I was just wondering what you was up to. Well, shit, girl, I don't know. You know, I was kind of figuring out tomorrow I'm going to probably play a little bit of golf at the country club, and then I will get on my yacht, because you know what? I mean, you know, I like the nicest things in life and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying, baby girl? I just, I like those nice things in life. So, hey, baby, I got an idea. What you doing right now? What's up to you? What you doing tonight? Nothing. Well, shit, girl, I got, hey, girl, I know this new restaurant called Prime 21, baby girl. It's brand new, girl. It's gay, girl. You know what? They got the nice valet parking, and they even have a maitre d'. It's going to be, girl, oh, yeah. So you know what? Hey, baby, baby, look, check this out. My credit card is, hey, write this down, baby girl, 555-555-555-555. What I want you to do, baby, I want you to take that credit card and you go buy that sexy outfit that you want to. No, ain't nothing too good for my girl. So you run along and go to the, you go into the store called the Bull Grill. You go to the, yeah, you go to the grill and get that nice, $400 that dress. I remember you telling me about that dress. Why don't you get that dress? And guess what, girl? We're going to have a good time, okay? Get that dress, baby. All right, we have a good time. And you know what she's going to do? Oh, girl, we going. Oh, do you mind if I, baby, go ahead and get that manicure. Baby, I want my girl to have the best. Oh, excuse me. I put up my gloss. Yeah. Yeah, baby, yeah, I'm sorry, baby, I call you back, I just got a crack in my lip, and I got to put a little bit of lip balm on it and all this other stuff, you know, I got to look good and stuff, yeah, girl, so go ahead and do that, and we'll see you later, girl. And what do you think she's going to do, guys? She's going to take her ass and spend this money. She's going to go out to that motherfucking place and sit there and watch that motherfucker. So how was your day? Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, because, yeah, it was funny. I had a client on the Riviera as I was on his boat, and we were docked up, and he was, you know, he was telling me about base times height divided by pi with that square root of 1/4, and I was trying to figure out what kind of stock and everything, and she's like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, it's funny. You know, it's funny, you know. So I was, you know, I was playing with my pet cat and everything, and excuse me, your cat? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I was playing with little videos, and you know, I went to go kiss Fiddles because that's my little cat, and he scratched my mouth and everything, and I got a slight little lip. It hurts a little bit. Y'all don't think they get that shit? Y'all don't think they get that shit? And all she's thinking of is me. Well, I gotta freshen up. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Oh, the maitre d'. Oh, yeah, I like a bottle of your Cristal, please. Yeah, yeah. And can you order me a little bit of lobster bisque? Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, excuse me. I'll be right back. I just, you know, a lady's got to tighten up. And then what she's going to do is she just touches leg. Wait. Not too far from the dick. Let's get to the edge of the knee and tap it. Ugh. And then she's going to run her ass right in the bathroom. Girl, you got to get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. Yeah, my mother. Aliens. Yeah, fuck. Yes, aliens. No. No, no, no. We're not going to go zombies today. We'll go aliens. Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yes. No, I'm not calling him. No, fuck him. What the fuck? Why would you say that? Why would you say I want to fuck him? I don't want to fuck him. What you mean all I do is talk about him? I ain't talking about that little short-ass motherfucker. Motherfucker ain't all that. Motherfucker, girl, you know where I'm at right now? I'm in this motherfucking beautiful establishment. Anyway, that motherfucker ain't shit. Fuck him. I ain't even thinking about him. No. You just get me out of this shit. Girl, I ain't gonna call him. Ain't no way I'm gonna call him. Ain't no way I'm calling that motherfucker. He ain't shit. So you just get me out of this shit. Fuck that girl. I'll just go home playing myself. I'll just go home and watch a little bit of Beyonce and shit. I'm good. I don't need no motherfucking man, girl. Shit, fuck him. This girl just call me in 5 minutes, girl. I got to go pee. I'm sorry. Oh, I must have butt dialed you. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to butt dial you. Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing, girl? What's good with you? Oh, nothing. I didn't mean to call you. I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I was having such a good time in this brand new restaurant with this guy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh no, baby girl. It's all good. Hey, why don't you send me a picture? What you got on right now? Stop. You don't want to see me right now. I mean, because if you actually wanted to see me, you would have called me sometime today. If you actually wanted to see me, you would have sent me a text message. If you actually wanted to see me, you would have put a note on a dove. If you actually wanted to see me, you would have put a note in a bottle and chucked it in the ocean, and I would have received it. Because if you wanted to see me, she goes to this singing fucking song. She goes to this singing song. If you want to see me. Well, just, hey, baby, it's not that one thinking about you. Really? What were you thinking? Send me that picture and I tell you. Shit, all right. Well, hold on one second. I don't usually do that. I don't usually do this. No, all right. I'll take a quick photo for you because I normally don't do this, and I don't want to make sure that, you know, you just think I'll take a quick photo. I mean, I'm just going to show you what I look like right now. I mean, oh, my God, I don't want you to ever think that. Okay, hold on one second. Okay. Okay. So, okay. All right. I mean, I'm not looking my best, but here goes something. Right? And all of a sudden, he's like, damn, not only do you look good with that on, I wonder what it's going to look like if you had that thing off. Hey, well, I know you might have been. Well, wait. I was hanging out with a friend. I'm not really doing anything. I mean, oh, man, I really wasn't even hungry anyway. What are you up to? What are you doing? Trying to figure out when you're going to come over here and do something, especially in that dress. Man, look at that. I love how that dress just grips that beautiful, sexy ass of yours. Damn. You know what I love to do? I would love to take that dress off with my teeth and just slowly unbutton it bit by bit. That'd be awesome. Hey, but I know you're busy and I don't want... No, I'm not... No. I mean... If you're hungry, I mean, have you eaten anything? Nah, I had me some cereal. I had some, excuse berry crunch. I had some excuse berry crunch. Well, would you like a steak? Because I know you're a steak man. I can get you a steak. Shit, girl, bring that motherfucker over here. Let me eat that shit off your body. You crazy. All right, well, I'll be over there. Just give me about an hour to freshen up. I'll be over there. I just got some, you know, I'm very busy. I just got a million things to do. I've been working, so I've got to kind of make up some shit that I'm doing to make it look like I'm busy so it doesn't look like I'm desperate or anything. So I'm just going to make some shit up right now that I'm busy and everything. And even though I can come see you right now, I can't make it look like I'm rushing because I can't make it look like I actually want to fuck you and everything. But I want to look like it's going to be kind of hard and difficult to get me. So I'm going to say something to you, conversation. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So then she goes, wait, I got to finish up real quick. So she goes to that guy. She's over there. Oh, yeah. I just had to freshen up and tinkle. Yeah, so about you. Wait, hello? Look, I told you several times, girlfriend. I'm with your name. I've got your name. Oh, yeah. I'm with Samuel. And I told you when I'm with Samuel, I don't. My mother. Aliens. Abducted. Oh, no. No, I'm with Samuel. I'll get to it later. hey, what's wrong, girl? What's wrong? Nothing. I don't know. It's I haven't talked to my mother in a long time, and she's just not. And she just called because she wanted to see me. Well, by all means. I mean, we can continue this later. We can continue this later. We can, garçon. Hey, can we get a to-go bag? Hey, baby, I don't want you. I know you're hungry. What would you like to eat? Well, I don't want too much. I was just thinking maybe a salad. No, not for my girl. My girl ain't going to eat no salad. What you want? I know you, well, there is this bone and rib that's about that. I'll take that ox, that Japanese ox, $150 bone and rib with a side of a lobster bisque mashed potatoes and some, it's lobster bisque macaroni and cheese. And I like some au gratin potatoes. And then I'll have a little bit of asparagus. Got to have it green. So maybe, what do you think? A spinach or an asparagus? Y'all see that shit? And guess where she going? And guess who she fucking? See what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. The motherfucking game is everywhere. And this is what y'all got to soak it up and learn, okay? So what I'm saying to all you guys out here, again, we'll have a show tomorrow and all of this shit. I might do something tonight, maybe. I don't know, but we'll definitely do something tomorrow. But y'all need to get at me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave a name and number if y'all ready to talk. Get it. We'll chop it up and all this other stuff. But I'm just saying that, man, I mean, these women know game, man. They're gamed up enough to know how to play the game. You see what I'm saying? They know how to play the game, okay? They know how to play the game. And because they know how to play the game, that they know what they're doing. And they're not stupid, okay? Oh, dessert? Some velvet lips? Yeah, because that's... Yeah, that motherfucker like, hey, get that dessert? Yeah, because that's what he's going to be eating off of you. Yeah, so make sure y'all get y'all lemon cakes or your slice of velvet chocolate cake, okay? Or something like that, all right? So, ladies, if y'all guys out there want to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave your name and number. So, come what we're talking about, guys. We'll continue to push game out there. But just remember, guys, at the end of the day, guys, stop going for the pussy between her legs because it's not going to get you anywhere. All it's going to do is get you to be emotional and in your feelings. And we don't want you emotional, and we don't want you in your feelings. We want you to be clear, concise, impactful, and know what the fuck you want. And the only way you're going to know that is to know the game, okay? To know the game. All right? Just remember that, okay? I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Fuck with your boy. This is what we do, man. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it poppin'.